There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Snap going to Milroe. Looking deep downfield. Looking for Williams. Comes back, makes the catch. Trying to split defenders. Makes them bang into each other. Stays on his feet. Breaks a tackle. Scores! 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 Ryan Williams, one play, 75 yards. 4 + 2 = 6. And Alabama regains the lead.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Well, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Hey, I win Google Me guy. Kurt Cignetti at Indiana. They have like a 40. They have a better chance of making the college football playoff right now than Clemson does, according to the numbers, according to the percentage chance of making it. Really nice job by him at Indiana.
Before we get into that, since we played the Ryan Williams clip with the beautiful, it's just a beautiful football player with what he did in the game of the year in that Alabama win over Georgia. We do have to talk about a couple of different things relating to him.
Well, let's do with his eye. Start with his eye black.
Can you find his recruitment as well, Bobby?
Like he was a top 10 recruit. He was the second receiver in the country. I think he was number 8 overall.
So he's 17. We're 17. We're in October almost. Now I was 17 when I got to college. I turned 18 about a month in. That's still very, very young, especially today where you have so many coaches, Bobby, that are holding kids back a year.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that they're not young. They hold them back when they get to high school.
Yeah.
So they can really dominate TAPS and other programs.
Any specific?
I mean, nobody
schools?
Specific that I know of. But Ryan Williams had a little controversy because on his eye black, it said kill everybody, which I would like to have some context here. Okay, because if it just means kill everybody in the football sense, like, hey, just kill all the other players.
Everyone's dying.
That's I'm fine with that, and that's he's trying to kill everybody on the football field. But I don't know, like what does that mean?
I mean, Drake used to say Drake stood for do right and kill everything. So I don't know, maybe it's like that, or
maybe
just
that's
like
him saying
it.
He's Team Drake over Kendrick. Is that
could
what he's
be.
Saying there?
Could be. Maybe he's just saying like attack it all with a ferociousness, I guess.
Probably wrong to ask the SEC president or commissioner what he would do here, because he's like, it's the SEC, I'm fine with it. Slaughter everyone.
Right, slaughter everyone.
Leave bodies everywhere. But if you're the PR director for Bama or the SEC, are you ruling on this? What are you saying? Are you saying, look, I get it. I understand the mentality. Let's just not put that on there right now. That's probably the way I'd lean. I know it's soft. I know it's snowflakey. I don't think he means I want to go out there with an assault rifle, but let's just stay away from it.
But yeah, like the assumption is that it's just the mindset he takes to the football field. Like, and the people are saying in the articles, like, take no prisoners, kind of the same thing. Just kill everybody, take no prisoners. It's his mindset. You'll see people write messages on their eye black or on their glove.
Yeah.
Or they'll write it on their arm.
Or their nails.
Or their nails. Sure. Right? So it's something as simple as that. But, I mean, when there's 10 million people watching this game on Saturday night, it's like, and they see it, it obviously is going to become a talking point whether you want it to or
Lamar
not.
Lamar even the other day said something about people like jumping. It may have been after the Cowboys game. He's like, people are ready to commit suicide. You can't say that these days.
No, was it the A's announcer? What announcer? I don't remember if you're here, Sean. When the baseball announcer.
I think
announcer,
she'd be easy to remember.
No, it wasn't this one. It wasn't the lady calling the football game yesterday either.
It's not your night.
Yeah. No, there was a baseball announcer who got in trouble for saying, boy, he wants to kill himself
Cleveland. It was Cleveland.
Yeah, and it's like, he got crushed for that. It's like, you can't even say that. You can't talk in those terms anymore.
No, it's tough to. You can't. And
I'll be the lame-o here. I would say, hey, let's not put that on there.
It's optics. It makes sense to say don't do that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they will probably say something about that. Colorado.
Speaking of killing people.
48-21. They were a 14-point dog to Central Florida on the road. First of all, Central Florida doesn't belong to be a 14-point favorite over anyone. I think Colorado is one of the most undervalued teams in the country right now. Hmm. They are playing K-State this weekend at home, and they're a 6.5-point dog to K-State.
Did I jump off the Deion bandwagon too soon? Because Joel Klatt and others are coming out and saying, give him his props, love him or hate him, y'all better be giving them their props. But now you're saying that their opponent is overhyped?
Well, I think they're undervalued. I don't know that UCF's overhyped. I think Colorado's being undervalued right now because they're playing like I said, they're a 14-point dog to UCF, and they shouldn't be. UCF's not a 14-point favorite. I mean, they're just now a Big 12 team. You know, they're not a Power 5 program yet. They should not be 14-point favorites over another Power 5 team. But now K-State rolls into town this weekend, and it's a 6.5-point favorite for K-State. And K-State, the last time they were in altitude 2 weeks ago, they lost to BYU 38-9. I mean, they got a lot of smokers on that team. Yeah. They have to. There's no reason why they were that bad against BYU.
K-State just beat the snot out of Oklahoma State, though.
They like score.
Bad.
They yeah. score.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. No, that running back who's over there, DJ Giddens, mm-hmm. He is a monster.
Shout out Bill Snyder.
So, Shador.
He's not there anymore.
No, 28 of 35, 290, 3 TDs. Travis Hunter had a big pick. And, you know, there was some talk about.
And a touchdown catch.
And a touchdown catch, yes. Now, Richard Sherman had mentioned last week, he said he's bland as a wide receiver. You'll never get to have him. He'll never play both sides of the ball at the NFL.
Well, let's have a discussion.
All right.
Deion, or whoever represents Travis Hunter coming out, tells Jerry Jones and every other team, my guy's playing two ways. Don't draft him. And you're going to pay him for two ways, too. This is the Shohei of the National Football League. This is Deion 2.0. You take it or leave it. And you say back to him, what?
I don't know if it's they say anything back. I think at that point, it's the NFL stepping in and people saying, you're not going to dictate that level of discussion to any of our teams. Like, there's a difference a lot of times. They don't like whenever you...
Yeah, but people have forced their way out of situations.
Sure.
Yeah.
But to say, like, if they were... The NFL does have a hesitancy with playing people frequently, like overplaying them and getting them too strong a workload. If he was saying, like, if the dividing line was over, I'm going to play both ways all the time, and that's what's going to happen, and you're going to let me do that, I think there would be legal people talking to the NFL saying, like, slow that down. Like, if a team wants to do it and they want to do it, but, like, that can't be a, like, yeah. hard and fast rule of, like, nobody is allowed to take me unless I'm playing both sides. I think they would really try to halt that.
Put that to the side, and let's just assume that a coach would do it.
I think that you would. I would not.
Let's just say the NFL doesn't step in to interfere.
Right. I would not try to play him both ways.
And he says, well, then don't draft me. and that becomes a, you know, a fight issue. Because if I'm him, if he does want to play both ways, think of that money. Now you're going to get slotted no matter what.
You'll get slotted rookie deal.
Yeah.
Rookie deal, you
That's
get
the thing that can help the team.
You draft him. Like, and you don't even question it because he is...
He's that good.
He is one of the most immensely talented players I've ever seen in my life.
He's so good. Now, the issue is going to be, and Sherman talked about this, he's like, just run three go routes in the third quarter on him. Just set him up. Just because you could scheme to get on him. And then you just run three straight go routes, and then he's cooked.
Which no one is...
That was
probably
smart from Sherman.
Yeah, I mean, look, Richard's a brilliant guy. Stanford.
There's probably nobody...
Especially knocking on doors.
Right.
There's probably nobody...
How'd that go away?
I don't know. It was more like throwing a shoulder.
Yeah, he didn't knock.
There's nobody... There's nobody probably better equipped in the analyst realm to talk about it than Richard, because Richard was a receiver, got recruited to Stanford as a receiver, spent the first 2 years there, had to flip sides. He was never the athlete that Travis Hunter was. He was never the recruit that Travis Hunter was, but somebody who's seen both sides... I think he's definitely a better corner. That's something where
give me 1 to 10 with Hunter as a corner and 1 to 10 as a receiver.
Like his potential is he's a 10 corner. As a receiver, I think he's probably an 8.
Oh,
I mean, like
that high.
Yeah,
that
like
high.
I mean, he like if he wants to play receiver full time, I think he will be a Pro Bowler.
And Richard Sherman, they had a back and forth. After this was said, after he called him a boring receiver,
yeah,
Travis,
bland. He called him bland.
Bland. Travis Hunter basically said, keep my name out of your mouth. Stop talking about me. Let me play football. He's an analyst, Travis. Sorry, that's what he does. And then he wore a T-shirt.
Just to wear bland. Said bland.
Bland to get back at him. And then he said, my feelings were kind of hurt. I looked up to Sherman, so my feelings were hurt, but all good. But that was before he wore
the T-shirt
to get back at him. And then Sherman tweeted, if this guy plays corner, he's going to set all the records for payment. So he was giving him some social media props for defense.
He's got elite skills.
And he gave that Heisman pose that looked good.
He did. He's got elite skills
as
a corner.
That good slow-mo Heisman pose when someone drops, that looks good.
So good.
Right? Oh, and you watched him walk up to it. It's like, make sure you get this. Yep. There you go.
So there was a play that's been detailed a lot in this game where, you know, Travis was on another receiver. He goes, he follows him a little bit. They're playing zone, and then he notices that the quarterback's eyes got him. He darted, and he picked up 10 yards, closed 10 yards in like that, and got the diving interception. It was a tremendous play. And it shows what a great corner he is. But to Richard's point, it's going to be very difficult. Now, Travis talked about this with Charles Woodson about why, you know, Charles is kind of saying, hey, you know, you should be the Heisman winner. You should be the Heisman winner. And Travis did say that he's doing things that nobody else does.
You got to be the best in the nation. And, you know, I played 130 snaps a game.
Yeah.
There ain't nobody out there doing 130 snaps a game.
At all.
And still putting up the right numbers.
And he's right. I mean, he's putting up 130 snaps a game, and he's doing things that nobody out there is doing. And that's why his Heisman Trophy odds have really shot up here in the last 4 days. Him and Milroe, they're the two biggest movers from this past week. Milroe was already near the top. He has gone past Cam Ward. He's now the favorite, about 2-1. And Hunter moves up as well. So he leapfrogs Nico and Carson Beck. So he's into the top, three now?
While we were sitting here, after you asked me that, I had to go look. I was like, let me scan some names and try to figure out. For a pro reference for you on Hunter, like as what his ceiling could be. So at corner, think Jalen Ramsey, like he could be that guy. At receiver, think like Chris Godwin, like steady Pro Bowl guy, strong two, could be a one in some contexts. That's him.
If you are married or leaning towards letting him play both, given the quarterback's coming out, does he have to go one? What do you feel stronger about? Travis Hunter should win the Heisman, or Travis Hunter should be one? Or the first non-quarterback taken has to be.
He, to me, is absolutely the first non-quarterback taken. Like to me, that's... Now, obviously, I've not...
Because value of quarterback is hard to get around.
I've not done a deep dive study yet.
Get Wolchuk on the phone.
So, Kuiper did his big board 4 days ago. His top three, he's got Hunter 1, Will Johnson, the corner at Michigan 2. So, you could have two corners. And then James Pierce at Tennessee 3, the edge.
I think in all likelihood, he will be the best player overall in the draft. And so then the question is, in a weak quarterback class, and depending on who gets that pick, Like, if it's a team that's already set up at quarterback, do they just say, we're taking him?
And you let him play both sides.
I mean, you could start. You start letting him play both sides. If you play both sides, he's not going to play 130 snaps a game at the NFL level, I don't think. I don't know that anybody has the fitness for that.
I don't think you can sustain it.
College football kegger here on 105.3 The Fan.
How about this? UNLV.
Oh, so before we leave this, y'all starting to feel a little wrong about Deion? We going back now?
No.
Towards the bandwagon?
I'm not going back on the bandwagon because, I mean, they're going to be a bowl team this year, but they're not a contending team. I think it's been a disappointment.
But to be a contending team second year is pretty unfair. That's pretty unfair for the expectation and standard.
I mean,
Colorado.
Not in today's college game.
I still think he operates in a way. Like I think he's done some good stuff. I think he could be better if he could check the ego a little. If he could check it a little, he could turn it into a really, really great program.
Second year, we did get the number one in the nation in the hype, whatever.
You were also a program, though, that has always been higher.
Higher. That's true. Yeah. There's no doubt.
Not always. That's not,
we've had some bad years. Come on. We've had some bad years.
Hey, only beat Florida first.
I want a media watchdog this real quick. All right. The media said Travis Hunter shunned Cam Newton on the sideline. He did not. Okay, they're boys. They go back. Cam coached them as a youth, and they were on the sideline hanging out, talking. They were just effing around with each other. All right, media watchdog, don't pull that stuff. You know, there's plenty to do there. That wasn't it. Real quick though, UNLV, Circa Sports said we're going to offer $100,000 to this Matthew Sluka kid. UNLV's like, nope, he left. The wide receivers are like, nope, give it to the offensive line. They deserve it. They put the backup in, and they absolutely destroy Fresno State 59-14. The backup is better than Matthew Sluka. We said -1.5. It was easy money. It was. Dude, UNLV, they're still on track to get that final playoff spot from the group of five.
College football kegger part two with Ralph James Choppy here on DFW Sports Station. How screwed are the Cowboys without Micah and Tank? Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com is next.
Let's get you over to Platinum Chrysler Dodge Ram Jeep. It is, of course, a Stephen Gilchrist owned store. Gilchrist Automotive hooking you up with that brand new Chrysler Dodge Ram or Jeep at PlatinumCDRJTexas.com. Go see Scott Millsap. He is the GM over at PlatinumCDRJTexas.com. Tell him I sent you over there. I know we are September 30th here today. But it is still the Labor Day sales event. Today is the last day of it. It's right between I-20 and Highway 80. Get ahead of it. Get that brand new 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport. You're going to get $3,250 bonus cash allowance and Texas residents an extra $1,250. Maybe you want the Jeep Grand Cherokee Overland and Summit. $5,000 bonus cash allowance. Texas residents another $1,000. The offer ends today. You can get that 2025 Ram 1500 Lone Star Crew Cab, $3,000 cash allowance, another $1,000 cash allowance for Texas residents as well. Go see Scott Millsap, the GM over there, PlatinumCDRJTexas.com. I'm a proud Platinum customer. They're going to give you a fantastic deal. Drive a little further to save a lot more at Platinum Chrysler Dodge Ram Jeep.
He's out to the right, two wide receivers to the left. Here's the snap. Arizona breaks four. Plenty of time for Jayden. Throws over to the middle, into the end zone.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is caught! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Terry McLaurin, back-to-back weeks for a score in the fourth!
How big is this problem now in the NFC East? Are the Cowboys looking at third place? Let's talk about it with Nick Eamon, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. When the news came out that Micah and Tank were out for however long it's going to be, what was your initial reaction?
Well, that sucks. That's what makes you somewhat different on defense, and I know that they haven't played well on defense in some of those games of those two losses, but you know, if you're not going to do anything, if you don't do anything like really well, and one thing that I think that they've got is Micah Parsons rushing the passer and Tank on the other side, and that combination is better than most teams have at defensive end. So to lose them both in one game, yeah, that's going to be bad. I mean, you should be able to go up and beat Pittsburgh, but without those two guys, it's going to be tough.
Nick, how long are you hearing or thinking for both with the timelines?
I mean, I've seen what you guys have seen. Honestly, there's been pretty quiet around this weekend. So kind of what Mike and Steven said on Friday, and then kind of what's been reported is what I've heard as well. I mean, it could be 2 months maybe for Tank. It could be, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. Micah, I would imagine for Micah, I mean, I could be wrong, but he's going to probably push to go back, for the Detroit game, I would think, if not Pittsburgh. But with the bye week sitting there, it probably makes more sense to try to target him and get ready for San Francisco.
Introduce us and remind us of the replacements and the ones that will be counted on to step up and fill in.
You've got Carl Lawson, obviously, and let's not forget, Sam Williams was out. And so when you look at last year, they had five pass rushers that were pretty good, and they're all going to be gone or out for the Pittsburgh game, and maybe Detroit as well. When you talk about the two guys in Washington and then Sam Williams and then the two guys hurt now. So that's a tough blow. You've got, Carl Lawson, who I thought did some pretty good things at the very end of the game the other day. If he stays on side, I think that, that he can be all right. And he's just got to get back into playing football again, but he can provide a little rush for you. They're going to move Chauncey Golston to the outside. He'll do some things there. Marshawn Nealand. I think your Tank replacement should be okay. I'm not calling those two guys Tank, but Golston and Marshawn Nealand, a little bit more run stopper type guys, but the ones that can get off the edge and do what Micah does. I mean, obviously they're not out there, but you're going to have to figure it out somehow that maybe they have some packages where Overshown can rush to the outside. I'm looking for guys that can be explosive. There'll be some guys that they have to maybe bring in, but I'm sure I'm missing someone, but I mean, that's kind of what it'll be.
Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Nick, is this obviously losing your top two edge rushers like that's kind of an unforeseen circumstance, but given where they're at now and kind of looking for answers, is this where the push to not add from free agency and not bring in a Dante Fowler type this year or retain a Dorrance Armstrong and instead wait till training camp when you're looking at scraps like Carl Lawson, is this where the argument really shines a light on, man, this is where you got to be more active in those free agency waters, even if it's in the bargain bin?
You mean back in March? Back, you're talking about at that time?
Yeah, like through free agency.
Yeah, when you're looking back now. I mean, yeah, I think so. But again, I that would be one of those cases where, I mean, I think that if you went back, that would be hindsight right there to say, hey, we better sign these guys because what if we lose Sam Williams in training camp and then we lose Micah and then we lose Tank all in the same in the first month? Mm-hmm. And then we also have Deron Bland out. So then what? I mean, if you played that game, then I think that would be a tough, you know, for anybody to do that. I think it, one thing I would have wished they would have done, and I don't know why they didn't, is just put Muhammad on and just let him serve out his suspension for week one. Then they could have cut him after that. But I mean, he would be a guy you could bring in, but you got to serve a one game suspension for him. So, I mean, I think I know what you're saying, but I think you could play that game all day long. Losing Armstrong and losing Fowler for that kind of money, I don't, you know, I think the Cowboys were like, hey, we got to let them go.
Nick, because of, you know, these injuries, does this look like a game of more just survival then, and not necessarily one you're style pointing?
Yeah, seems like I'm staring at the schedule right now, and I'm like, the one relief that you have is the bye. I mean, because I'm like looking at like, okay, Pittsburgh, yeah, like survive through that, and then I was going to just say, well, how about the next two? And then you have the bye, and then you have the 49ers on the road. Atlanta looks pretty tough on the road. Philadelphia, Houston, at Washington. I mean, it doesn't get easier again until the Giants come back for Thanksgiving. And even they were throwing into the, you know, or close to the end zone at the end of the game. So I think this is that season where it's just every game is going to be just a gut-wrench game. And you hope you have a good kicker that can make some kicks and your defense can make some plays. And you know, your offense kind of gels a little bit more, finds a running game. Because I think every game is these white-knuckle games that's going to be.
Nick, do you think we're going to see, because of some of those issues that are presented by your defensive personnel being thinned out here, and obviously you're kind of trying to survive the stretch a little bit, is there a compensation on offense a little bit? Like, do you think we start seeing Dak pushing the ball down the field a little bit more? Do they start trying to get things going a little bit more in the pass game, closer to the type of scheme they were running last year than some of what we've seen early this season?
I think so. I think you have to try to force the issue and try to, you know, I mean, they're always trying to score points, but maybe play at a faster pace. Because one thing that you have seen is, you know, it always feels like Dak, at the end of the half, Dak's going to get him down the field, and you know, but to make field goal or a touchdown, or, you know, when it's 2-minute offense, which was basically the fourth quarter against the Ravens, where you're going to see him, you know, in control. And I think that, I'm not saying go no huddle the entire game, but I think a faster pace, you know, might be a situation that not only gets them in rhythm, but also gets the offense going a little bit more and scoring more points in games where you might need to have some shootouts here.
How much does Washington scare you?
They don't yet, but I mean, they don't suck. That's the thing. I mean, that's what you knew. Dan Quinn was going to go over there and fix that problem. They're tough to figure out yet. I haven't watched them a whole lot, but I see their scores, and that's impressive. You know, and I don't even know if you can say, well, who have they played, because who is anybody right now? You know, I mean, the 4-0 Chiefs don't look that scary, but they win. You know, Minnesota looks really good, but I'm just saying, you know, I think it's still kind of early. I think I heard you say it today. It's an 8-8 league, or, you know, 500 league or whatever. And I believe that this year, more than any, it's just going to be that type of season where there's a lot of teams that are going to be just right there. Washington's one of them.
What did you think of Jaden Daniels coming out
of college? Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry. I didn't know what
of the womb.
I was like, wow, breaking news. No.
Jesus. the debate's tomorrow night.
No. He. I've kind of had some arguments with people, particularly LSU people, that like, did he deserve to win the Heisman? And I was just kind of like, all right, like, I guess. I mean, like, he didn't seem like this huge difference maker. I see the stats and all that. They put up all these numbers. I kind of thought it was borderline hollow, just because they had to do all that. Their defense was bad, and so yeah, he set all these kind of records on it. But he didn't seem like he was this huge, like, dynamic player. But he's come to the NFL and he's been great so far. So, and the best thing about it, and I don't know what he did yesterday as far as turnovers, but I don't think he's turned it over. And if he has, it's not a lot. So for a rookie quarterback to manage the game, but also be dynamic at the same time and kind of help change culture and all that good stuff that he's doing, it seems like he's really a star right now.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, every single Monday here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Did you get a chance to catch or take anything from the Steelers game, next opponent versus Indy?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of that, and I haven't forked over for the DirecTV, so I kind of get what I get, you know. And at one point, it was 24-0 for two teams that I was watching, the two games. But the Pittsburgh game, I didn't see a lot of it. I kept tabs on, you know, their quarterback Richardson. Just seems like he always stays hurt for the Colts. Flacco came in and did his thing, and I know that Pittsburgh made a rally but didn't win. But I mean, again, you know, that's going to be one of those things. They're going to be mad. They're going to come back ready for Dallas. They haven't played them in 8 years. The crowd's going to be insane at night. It's going to be a good, fun atmosphere. I mean, I think you're going to see defenses like we've seen when they were winning Super Bowls. I mean, I just feel like that's the type of atmosphere that Dak and the offense is going to walk into, and they're going to be ready for it. I think there'll be a towel or two that they'll be a little waving before the game, and it'll be a fun game. But man, they're going to have to bring it.
Yeah, but
my boss just walked in and looked at me, had this weird look. I think he didn't like my comment.
Did you have a big guys weekend, and did it all revolve around college football? Now that we're friends on Instagram.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. And I was sad, not sad, that I did not go to the Arkansas A&M game, because I've been to that game before. Well, I've actually been to it 5 or 10, 6 times.
Whoa.
It's like they have a chance to win, but then they don't, because then they figure out a cool, creative way to lose. And so that happens. And so I don't have to walk in the parking lot and get mad and see the Aggie fans and all that. So I just kind of stayed home. And yeah, it was a good time with the college buddies and watched games. And it was good times.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. And then we'll ramp this thing up on Wednesday for the Steelers.
See you Wednesday,
thank you,
guys. All right, man.
Nick Eatman, spicing things up on a Monday, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please, game responsibly. Let's end the Rangers season and figure out whether this blockbuster trade is better or worse for the Mavericks. Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece is next. But I know something that I can figure out for you. You need a new job. You're starting off this week. You shouldn't be this miserable, and you certainly should not be this underpaid. It's time to go ahead and make the switch for you at mycomputercareer.edu. This is training for a better life in the world of computers, information technology, with no previous background or experience required. Do you know how to turn a computer on and off? Bam, you're ready to go. Go to the website, answer a few quick questions, and get ready to be blown away. You're going to get trained and certified with classes a couple times a week for a few months. Bam, that's it. You're done. Then you are put into the network, the Tolo network, that's going to hire you and keep looking to upgrade that job in order for you to make that money that you actually deserve. They don't just leave you hanging. They don't say, here's your certificate, here's your graduation, peace out, see you later. It is a lifelong Tolo network that you're going to be a part of. So take a few minutes, see if you have anything to lose. You won't. Answer a few quick questions with a free career evaluation today. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Here's the set and the pitch, and he struck him out swinging on a slider to end the season. The Rangers win today 8-0, their 12th shutout of the year, and finish the season 78-84.
10.5 games back in the West, third place, and we can say it for a little bit longer. your home of the World Series champs or the defending World Series champs.
Can you hold on to that until new somebody champion?
Takes
it. Yeah.
Yeah. No one's been crowned.
I think you can hold on a whole other month.
I will never forget, Sean. I'll never forget the day after the Cowboys barely lost to the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. One of our first calls was a guy was like, look.
Which time?
They had figured out this last one. Oh. They had figured out the Packers. They were going to beat them. They just ran out of time. I don't know if the guy was doing a bit or not. And if you're listening right now, it was, I'll never forget your call the rest of my life. Whether you were truly telling the truth or not, I loved it. And so now I have this to say. Unfortunately, there's only 162. The Rangers were finally hitting their stride.
They were.
Scoring runs, 6-run comeback.
Shutouts.
Everything was, shutout. Everything was working.
Amazing.
Unfortunately, there was only 162. If there was 200 games in this season, I don't know if the Rangers would have lost.
Mike, the Bally agreement's ending. You don't need to do that anymore.
How'd they mess up the draft pick? Did they mess up a pick?
They messed it up a little bit. They messed it up a little bit, Mike. So I was looking at Tankathon this morning.
Yeah.
So when when I left, they were 7th. And they sweep over the weekend. Yeah. So they flipped with the Reds. The Reds now have 7th. And the first time I hit simulate the draft on Tankathon, the Cincinnati Reds got the number one pick.
Oh, of course. Gosh. And you're going to get Ethan Holiday.
I don't know.
And I expect it to go down exactly like that now.
I don't know if the Angels could have beaten Dallas Baptist this weekend.
They are bad.
I'll tell you what.
The White Sox, didn't the White Sox sweep
them? They just swept them. And then they got swept by the Rangers. I think there's a good chance that the Angels next year compete with that 41-121 record Chicago White Sox. So I think there's a chance. It seems impossible, but there's a chance that the Angels struggle to get to 40 wins next year. If the White Sox can do it, anybody can, but I think they're going to struggle, and they're going to get there, but somewhere between 40 and 50 wins, I think, is the fate of the 2025 Angels.
Two things. One, they've got to trade Mike Trout. Just trade him. Get some for him.
He has a full no-trade clause.
But he
should. He'll accept somewhere.
He says he doesn't want to. He says he wants to be a one-person, one-team guy. I don't get it either. I think it hurts your reputation a little bit. It's weird.
It's weird.
It hurts your reputation a little bit. It's like, for the next 3 years, you're going to lose close to 100 games. And you refuse to leave that place?
Yeah.
But the other thing is, there was a time not very long ago, that team, you couldn't get them out of first place.
Do you think he's
going to watch? From 2001 to 2010. All they did was win the division.
Yeah, and then they signed Pujols and everything went downhill.
Corey, what's coming up?
Guys, Mike Bacsik is back. So we have baseball nuggets today.
On a Monday,
where he recaps his week and the buffoonery of the Oakland A's ownership. And then at noon today, we have Stephen Jones.
Yes.
What time is baseball nuggets?
On a win streak.
10:45.
Okay. So I don't want to mess up too much, but... I saw your social media posts.
Yeah.
That a top 5 or 10 baseball moment calling that series or just number one broadcasting moment by far?
Good question. I would say that will be a game that I will never forget. Being at the stadium, seeing... I'm going to guess approximately at 9:45 their time. So the game's at 12:30, I think, was first pitch, if I'm remembering right. To see approximately 100,000 people outside of that stadium at 9:30 a.m.
Fans or the...
Fans.
Okay.
There are plenty of homeless people, too, I bet. But it was... It's tough to explain. Obviously, I'll get to it at 10:45, but here right now, can you imagine? And I know it took time. It wasn't just, oh my God, what just happened? We're losing the Athletics. It was a buildup. They had lost the Raiders. They had lost the Golden State Warriors. So there was a good chance they were going to lose the Oakland Athletics too. But to see that many people, and that's it. They don't have a football team to go to. In a way, yes, they still have their basketball team across the bay, but they don't have, it's over. The city is going downhill and has been going downhill, and now they have no more sports. To see all of those people emotionally, one, celebrate, and then two, be totally devastated that it's over. Their city's done. They have no more sports. It's just, it was a lot to take in from a standpoint. And then you see Dave Stewart crying. You see Dallas Braden crying, who's doing the broadcast on the other side right next to you. And you see these former athletics devastated because they know how much these people love the athletics and how much they wanted a new stadium, how much they want. Because I tell Ranger fans who are in this situation, I say, can you imagine? And I get only three of us in here. Did you ever go, Bobby, to Arlington Stadium?
Not that I remember. I went, okay. But I don't remember it.
So to still be playing at can you imagine if you were still at Arlington Stadium, which that thing was destroyed by the time you guys got here and had been destroyed for two decades.
So many bleachers. Well,
like, fires. That's what they're still, in a way, playing at. They're still playing at a minor league facility. And it's just...
Were they prepping you for, like, chaos? Did you feel like there was going to be some type of chaos?
They were. You could sense, as the game got to the seventh inning, the fans were so supportive and great. And that's... They know what they're doing. The thing is they've had baseball about as long as the Texas Rangers. But when JT Ginn comes off the mound and he goes 5 1/3 innings and pitches a good game, they're all standing up, whether there's 2,000 people there or 50,000 people there, they all actually know I'm supposed to stand up and clap for my guy and give applause for him having a good outing and giving us a chance to win. They know what they're doing. They are good fans. They're few and far between because of the situation. But they know what they're doing. They understand the game of baseball. They have a good time watching the game of baseball when they are there.
I have some awful news that is coming across right now.
Oh, no. Did he die?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, hang on a second.
This is from Shams. Dikembe Mutombo has passed away at 58 due to brain cancer.
Oh, jeez.
Holy moly.
Okay, this is weird now.
Yeah. Man,
God,
Dikembe, I hadn't heard anything about that. Did you?
Me neither, which, you know, I'm sure for some private. Of these people, you'd much prefer that. You're like, I don't want everybody to know about that. That's so sad.
Yeah, was he, like, surprised? He announced it. I'm looking at his Wikipedia. It says he announced on October 15th, 2022, that he was undergoing treatment for a brain tumor, but that's the only context it gives.
Kevin, I promise I was going to ask you about hoops anyway. Awkward transition. Sure. I guess we could take a moment to talk about his legacy.
Oh.
Obviously, the finger wag.
The greatest, one of the greatest commercials I've ever seen in the history of my life.
This is crazy. Mm-hmm. I had a dream about him like 3 days ago.
Just, you did?
Yeah. Like, because there's this old, I can't believe I'm going to say this. There's this old internet rumor that Mutombo at a bar would just turn around and say, who wants to sex Mutombo? Like in that voice. And I had that dream that I was in that bar that night. And I had that dream the other day. And like it was the only part of the dream I remember. It's crazy. But his legacy is easily, it's the finger wag.
Where's he going to be on the list of defensive centers?
He'll be on the list of forgotten defensive centers.
Russell?
He didn't have an offensive game.
Huh?
Because he didn't have an offensive game. So like people
forget
about
him. Rodman gets
remembered.
How much of that is also due because of his like crazy flamboyant personality?
Yeah, all right. Well, let's put him on where he belongs on the all-time defensive center list.
Oh, high.
I know, Jack Wagon. I'm trying to rank him, like have a little intricate discussion about it.
How many times was he defensive player of the year? Like
four.
I know,
I know four times.
David Robinson,
highly regarded,
he has a couple of.
Is he in the Rudy Gobert group? Do you think?
Yeah, something like that. Like he was the Rudy Gobert, except Rudy doesn't seem to be well liked.
That's
amongst
true.
His,
it seemed like people,
but
really
it feels like he was very respected. In the 90s and early 2000s, that he was respected in the NBA as a very good defensive center.
I mean, honestly, the guy that came to mind when I was trying to think of like he's a
4-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year, 3-time first team,
better player, but like similar to me of like Mark Eaton.
Wait, you just said he he was defensive player of the year without making first team all defense?
No, first team all NBA.
All NBA. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying I was like, wait, you won defensive player of the year and didn't make the defensive team? Yeah.
I was hoping to check his points average. Man, he came in scoring 16 a night, and then it was basically 10.
The clutch points has him in the 25 greatest defenders in NBA history. He's at 4 behind Jordan, Hakeem, Duncan, and then Mutombo as defenders, defensive players.
Yeah.
People are putting him in the Ben Wallace group on the Franklin Jeter's fan text.
That is a name that crossed my mind as well.
Russell, Wallace, Mourning.
Kevin, the Carl Anthony Towns to New York trade does what to the Wolves with the Mavericks in the West?
I mean, I think it drops them out of that group of four. I'm not saying it drops them way out, but it drops them out of that group of four. And I think there's definitely a line now where Minnesota can be 4, and then the Mavericks are now in a group of top 3.
Michael, any way it can help?
Yeah, I think that everybody thinks that Carl Anthony Towns is better than Julius Randle, yes. Right? So they took on a lesser player. They got another role player. So you could say they got deeper, but they didn't get better. We know when it comes to playoff basketball, you have to have a top 5 player in the game. They do, I think, borderline, Anthony Edwards. Everybody assumes he's taking that step to a top 5 player in the league, where he's probably just on the outside of that, and everybody assumes he's going to be there. So they have the guy that's supposed to lead them, Anthony Edwards. Carl Anthony Towns was never going to be a top 5 player and never will be, but he can be a top 20 player for sure. So they got worse, which I think helps out, but do they overall just become better because Anthony Edwards takes the next step into like MVP category?
We'll recap Mavs Media Day tomorrow and Jerry Jones at 8:30. The KMC Masterpiece back together again right here on The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.